Westwood, Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Children said, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are visiting with us today. We greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Mark. The fifth chapter, Mark 5, verses 21 through about 31. Gospel of Mark, fifth chapter, verse 21. And when you have found it, say amen. If you need more time, say, wait a minute. The Gospel of Mark. The fifth chapter, where we find these words which are recorded. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people were gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, cometh and lay thy hand on her, that she may be healed and shall live. And Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched me? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And 32 says, and he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Thank you. You may be seated. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. I want to use for a topic this morning, determine a father's appeal, a woman approach, and Jesus' acknowledgement. Determine a father's appeal, a woman's approach, and Jesus' acknowledgement. Determine means to cause something to occur in a particular way. It can also be to persevere or not to give up. We could begin this morning by asking a definitive question. At what point in your personal life were you determined to get to the Lord? Or we could ask, at what point in your life were you determined to make contact or touch the Lord? The Gospel of Mark shares a story in the life of Jesus concerning the ministry that he was doing. For many people follow Jesus for his miracle-working abilities, while there were others that followed Jesus for what they could get. And still others followed him so that they could report back concerning the thing that Jesus had accomplished. In other words, they were just simply spies. But in this fifth chapter of Mark, we see Jesus' ministry that led him first to cast out a demon-possessed man. And this created large crowds that followed Jesus. And we discovered that there was a man called Jairus who was part of a crowd of people. And Jairus, we are told in scriptures, for it says, "And behold, there cometh one of the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hand on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him." From that we see here a father's appeal. His appeal was on the behalf of his daughter. And if you ever know anything about a father and a daughter relationship, fathers will do a lot for their daughters. Go out of their way, spend all kinds of money, simply because she's the apple of his eye. He will fight for his daughter and those that will harm her. That's what a father will do. Jairus, we are told, was a humble man, and he humbled himself. He humbled himself because Jairus believed and was ready to confess his needs to Jesus. Jairus admitted that his daughter was dying, but he believed that a touch from Jesus would heal her. It lets you and I know that all it takes is for you to get in touch with the Lord and believe, and things will change. It is not an accident that we go and pray and lay hands on people because we've been anointed to do such. You and I have been ordained, and you and I have been charged with a holy charge to pray for those who are sick. And when we do what the Lord have instructed us to do, miracles transform and miracles happen. We don't have power, but the power is through the word of God, through us, that we touch hands and we get a remedy for who we are praying for. Scripture tells us that there was a woman. First of all, let me go back. It says, but before Jesus could go, he healed Jairus' daughter, Jesus first was approached. So there was an appeal. But before he could answer the appeal, Jesus was approached. And it tells us he was approached and touched from behind by a woman who had an issue. Scripture tells us that there was a woman whose name is not given. This woman was determined to get to the Lord. And the Lord is asking a question of us this morning. How determined are you to see me? How determined, how committed are you in your personal responsibility to have a relationship with me? How determined are you to walk by faith and not by sight? How determined are you to live a life of holiness? How determined? Because being determined means that you are steadfast. Being determined is that you won't give up. And being determined is that you won't throw in the towel, because you know that you have an answer in the making. My brothers and sisters, in life, you and I will go through issues. I want to focus on that word issue. You and I will go through issues. We have obstacles. We have situations that try to hold us back from progressing, from pursuing, from excelling. And this happened to each and every one of us. But in Scripture, we are told that there was a woman who had an issue, and her issue, or this issue, and her issue was so severe that she was determined in pursuing a remedy. Have you ever had an issue that caused you to keep going? Keep pursuing, not giving up. This woman had experienced an issue of blood for 12 years. Now, the average person over that time frame would have given up. Sometimes we pray and we give up. She had a situation that was perplexing, confusing. There was an issue in her life that was so long span that the average person during this time frame would have simply threw in the towel and just say, I give up. But she, Brother Jenkins, was determined. She had determination. And her issue was concerning, but the Lord was passing by. Her issue was concerning, but the Lord was passing by. Now, Jesus' reputation was known. And many people knew what he had done, and many people were following him. And we see an interesting part here, that the contrast here is between the woman and the child. The contrast, Brother Hinkson, is that one 12-year-old child and the woman had been sick for 12 years. One had 12 years of joy, Dwayne, and the other had 12 years of misery. During this time, the woman had an issue of blood, had nothing but pain, chaos, and discouragement. But during the same 12 years, Jairus had a daughter who he had joy, hope, and excitement over his daughter. We would discover that both their needs were driving them to Jesus. Both the woman need was driving her, but also the child need was driving. That father was driven. According to the law, though, the woman disease made her unclean, according to Leviticus. And for your note-taking, in Leviticus 15, 25 through 27, she was unclean. Because of her uncleanness, three things would have to have been taken from her. One of the things taken from her would have been her religion. She would have been excommunicated. She could no longer take part in worshiping God. She was shut out of the temple and synagogue worship because of her uncleanness.
Second, thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box.